Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. 9-0 unanimous decision by the United States Supreme Court. We dive into that. If you want to become a member, go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com to join our exclusive Zoom call and to support this program. That's members.charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Lots to cover today. We hear it nonstop from the media, the Washington Post, or the Democrat Party. Our democracy. Remember, it's not just democracy, but it's our democracy. Well, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. It's a very important distinction. The differences are significant, but let's play this out for a second. What is a democracy? You would think a democracy allows people to vote. It allows people to have a voice. Democracy involves the consent of the governed. Democracy allows people to use the pressure release valve when things get a little bit hot, a little bit spicy, that they can pull the lever and say, I don't like what's going on, or I do like what's going on, and I want that to continue. One of the reasons why I make the distinction between a democracy and a constitutional republic is that far too often in modern times, what they call democracy is really a kleptocratic oligarchy that disguises itself as a democracy. Pure democracy is something that we will never get close to. Now, pure democracy sometimes is, hey, every single person's going to vote on every single measure and every single bill. So we have a representative form of government, and we have a constitution that our government is supposed to follow. First Amendment, your right to free speech given to you by God. Second Amendment, your right to bear arms. Third Amendment, can't put soldiers in your home. Fourth Amendment, they can't spy on you. Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Seventh Amendment, all dealing with due process, speedy and quick trial, the right against self-incrimination. And finally, of course, the Ninth Amendment, which is basically all of the things not mentioned here, does not necessarily mean that they're not rights or that they're you can't discount them as rights. The Tenth Amendment, all things that are not specifically mentioned are left to the states and to the people. The Bill of Rights was built on the tradition of the Virginia Declaration of Rights, written in 1776 by George Mason. That was the first kind of, let's say, American colony attempt to write down what then inspired the Founding Fathers as the addendum in 1791, after the ratification of the U.S. Constitution in 1787, to compose the Constitution plus the Bill of Rights. What is a democracy? One of the reasons that the media wants to make it seem as if that our democracy is under attack is that a lot of people think highly of the idea of voting. We have not had a democracy for quite some time in this country. We really have never been one, but we are closer towards the ruling of the few than the ruling of the many. A majority of Americans want a border. That doesn't mean you get one. A majority of Americans want an end to our billions of dollars going to Ukraine. That doesn't mean you get it. Majority of Americans want a balanced federal budget. It doesn't mean you get it. No, it is closer to an oligarchy. But the one component that would at least fit into this idea of democracy would be you get to vote for who you want to vote for. It would be very hard to have any form or fashion of a democracy or a representative government or consent of the governed if you are not able to either in a primary or a general election vote for the candidate of your choosing, especially if that candidate is leading in the polls, and especially if that candidate is a former president. The party and the movement of democracy that is lecturing us about our democracy, they were the ones that did everything they possibly could to make sure that the patriots of Colorado, the patriots of Maine, the patriots of Illinois, you're not allowed to vote for Donald Trump. And remarkably, the Colorado Supreme Court agreed. The Maine Secretary of State agreed. A traffic court judge in Illinois agreed. And all of this bubbled up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, a lot of this was workshopped by the hyper-aggressive partisans of Andrew Weissman, the wargamers of Mark Elias, the people that they don't want to leave it up to chance. They don't want to have to go into this November and even have a 1% chance that President Trump might return. And it's important to remember, they thought that when Donald Trump left office on January 20th, 2021, he skipped the inauguration. He got on the plane and flew down to Mar-a-Lago. They thought they had him dead to rights. They thought that was it. The MAGA movement was over. January 6th, impeachment, public opinion polls. They thought it was done. They had a planned series of raids, mass arrests. Over 1,200 people were soon going to meet federal charges. They thought they finally had the mandate to kill American populism, to kill American nationalism. They saw an opening and they said, no way is this guy ever going to come back. No way is this movement going to continue forward. And it turns out a month after, 2 months, there were some signs of life in polling. Donald Trump was still popular. We started to get the other side of the story of what happened on January 6th. How many feds were there? Who planted the pipe bombs? Why were the doors open from the inside? What happened to Ashley Babbitt? All of a sudden, there was some nuance that came into the story of January 6th. And Donald Trump did not give up. We hosted Donald Trump at a massive rally in Arizona in summer of 2021. Huge attendance. And Donald Trump was still the leader of the Republican Party. And he's only consolidated and built upon that support for quite since that period of time, from East Palestine to going into Dairy Queens to McDonald's to winning the Iowa caucus to winning the New Hampshire primary to winning the Nevada caucus to winning the South Carolina primary. And they thought that they could launch these salvos to prevent Donald Trump from ever becoming a general election candidate again. Because if there's even a chance, these neurotic freaks on the left can't handle that. Well, today, the United States Supreme Court issued a humbling opinion for these lawfare activists. It's not over. They're going to try another attack vector. Now, we expected them to lose on this, but we did not expect them to get completely humiliated. And today, Andrew Weissman, Keith Olbermann, and the lawfare practitioners of cable news, they were humiliated. The Supreme Court has delivered its judgment in Trump v. Anderson, the case resolving whether the Colorado Supreme Court can remove Donald Trump for being an insurrectionist. In a unanimous 9-0 ruling, they ruled that Trump must remain on the ballot. Now, if you dig further into the details, it's actually a bit more complicated. While all the judges agree that Colorado went too far, just 5 justices, the 5 men, said explicitly that only Congress can enforce the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment, as opposed to the federal judges of the Department of Justice acting on their own at the federal level. In other words, the only way to remove a presidential candidate from the ballot as an insurrectionist is for Congress to pass a law saying explicitly what causes a person to be labeled as an ineligible insurrectionist. The 3 liberal women justices said the court went too far in saying this. Amy Coney Barrett said that she wasn't going to join either side, just thought the court should just, quote, turn down the national temperature, whatever that means. Basically, Amy Coney Barrett was trying to be the suburban mom voter. Why can't we just get along, guys? Stop fighting. Let's turn down the national temperature. Yeah, Amy Coney Barrett, you're living in the wrong time, because there's going to be a lot spicier decisions coming up on your docket soon. So you better buckle up and get ready to make some tough decisions. For now, we can ignore any disagreements. This is a massive blow to the left. They overreached in typical comical fashion. This isn't just a win for the Constitution, it's also a political win. Even very normal people are going to get the story that, quote, Democrats tried to take out Trump, and the entire Supreme Court, including the liberals, said this stunt was illegal. Remember what we say. Trump is anti-fragile. The desperate, flailing attempts to take him down are only making him stronger. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. If you're looking for a reliable and clear way to have voice and text communication to any number from anywhere in the world, you need a satellite phone, and no one does it better than the Satellite Phone Store. Just go to sat123.com. Check out sat, S-A-T-123.com. There is no tracking. No one can listen in on your phone calls. And the most secure way to communicate is from satellite phone to satellite phone. Even the U.S. military uses satellite phones, and you'll never get an advertisement from any other company because everything you do with the satellite phone will be 100% private. In America this year, only 5% of the island in Maui burned, but 95% of the island lost its power and cell service. Even the 911 emergency service was down because they had no access to satellite communication backup. Be ready. Prepare your family with power and communication. Go to sat123.com, get a free sat phone for a free 15-month agreement, a $1,200 value. Safety and security are just a click away. Just go to sat123.com for affordable individual family plans or call 855-980-5830. In a democracy, it's simply the majority rules. And what they say is a democracy, again, is actually an oligarchy. In a constitutional republic, we are governed by established set of laws. In a republic, you have protection of individual rights, protection of property rights. In a republic, we have rules. We have very clear rules for engagement. These rules are defined as who could become president. What does it take to become president? The 14th Amendment is a very broadly written amendment. Part of it is terrific and awesome and moral and necessary. Part of it involves getting rid of the national debt. Is something they've actually talked about. Remember when they talked about raising the debt ceiling? The question in front of us is, will the left stop? No. They've lost on this. They're just going to try another 10, 15, 20 legal salvos against Donald Trump. Let's play cut five, please.
A rare moment of unanimity on a usually divided court. All nine justices of the Supreme Court agree that states cannot kick candidates off the ballot under the 14th Amendment. And what the Supreme Court said is that states can't enforce that, that it requires Congress to pass a law to outline how that clause should be enforced, concluding very simply that responsibility for enforcing that part of the Constitution rests with Congress and not with the states.
Make no mistake here, though. You guys deserve a lot of credit here. The fact that the conservative movement was talking about removing Joe Biden from the ballot, that message was received. They did not want to start a precedent where all of a sudden states could remove candidates running for federal office, because that's where this was going next. If the Supreme Court didn't do this, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, it just would have been a question of who was removed from more ballots. And so even our talk about removing Joe Biden, probably they started to play this out in the 9-person internal meeting. Clarence Thomas, Ketanji Brown Jackson. The argument was probably made, listen, if we don't go 9-0 on this, this will set an ugly precedent for years to come that states can just pick off any candidates that they don't like under whatever sort of guidelines, and that should be solely vested in Congress. Let's play cut three. Jonathan Turley, play cut three.
There aren't any real dissents, so it does look like it is unanimous, at least on the result. What they have a disagreement on is whether the court had to go as far as it did. Now, the most practical result of this is that the voters will be able to vote for the candidate that they prefer. This was a critical moment for this court in history.
It's sweeping. There's almost no dissents. And this is done for a reason. They did not want to set the precedent. But understand, we should enjoy this and celebrate it for 10 or 15 minutes. And then they're going to try another 5 or 6 attack vectors. We have not won the election. By the way, there's all sorts of whispers about decertification if Trump were to win. We need to make sure we win the House to prevent Democrats from not certifying a Trump victory. They're going to do the exact same stuff that some people were thinking about doing on January 6, 2021, legally sending it back to the states. They're going to do it times 10. Why? Because that was originally in the Democrat playbook. They will not stop. By the way, we have to war game this out. Do you think for a second that they're just going to certify a Trump victory, especially if Trump wins a plurality, not a majority, with all these different candidates? Have we war gamed that out in detail? This is very important. Polls this weekend show Donald Trump stronger than ever against Joe Biden. Donald Trump winning with Hispanics. Donald Trump up 20 points with black voters, according to the New York Times Siena poll. And time is running out for the Democrats to pull Joe Biden. Again, if there is a time to do it, he has never been less popular. He's never been more compromised when it comes to battleground state electability. You have the lawfare campaign that is slowing down as far as what will happen with Donald Trump coming this fall. We got 50, 60, 70 major fights in front of us, but this is a big win. 9-0 is a triumph. It puts the Twitter legal community on defense. And just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean you could prevent Republican primary voters from voting for them in a primary. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. Let me read you a tweet here from Jenna Griswold. Quote, I am disappointed in the U.S. Supreme Court's decision stripping states of the authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment for federal candidates. Colorado should be able to bar oath-breaking insurrections from our ballot. Keith Olbermann has said, the Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. Its members, including Jackson, Kagan, Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension. And collectively, the court has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved. If I said what Keith Olbermann just said, I would be attacked as a racist. That Ketanji Brown Jackson, Kagan, and Sotomayor can't read. But that is Keith Olbermann, who is on the left, so he gets to say whatever he wants to say. Let's play some more tape here. CNN has a complete meltdown over this today, and it's important to enjoy this. It's just a battle victory while the war still looms. Play cut 8.
You know, look, unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be. They wanted Congress, the people who are closest to their constituents, to be able to make the rules of the laws. That doesn't change the fact that because of gerrymandering in the House and all kinds of other issues, they're not doing their job on a lot of these big issues. Yeah.
Unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong. This goes down to the core promise of why we have a constitution. The Constitution spreads power over space and time. It does not consolidate it where the Colorado Supreme Court allows the millions of people of Colorado or prevents them from letting their voice be heard. Mike Davis joins the program. Mike, when was the last time we had a 9-0 decision on a highly consequential, highly watched Supreme Court case? Mike Davis.
Well, I'd say it may be the last time that Jack Smith got unanimously reversed by the Supreme Court when he brought bogus corruption charges against a likely 2016 presidential or vice presidential contender, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. The Supreme Court reversed the decision. I guess it was 8-0. It would have been 9-0, but Justice Scalia passed away. But it was too late for McDonnell. Jack Smith destroyed his political career and destroyed his life. And that's the same playbook that Biden and Garland and Jack Smith are running this time. They brought back Jack Smith, who was banished to The Hague. They brought him back to bring these bogus charges against President Trump for January 6th and for documents he's allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act. This is part of the Democrats' lawfare and election interference, 2 bogus impeachments, 4 bogus indictments for non-crimes, illegal, unconstitutional gag orders. They're trying to destroy Trump's businesses for non-fraud. They're trying to take $100 million away from Trump for Gene Carroll's nonsense. That all backfired, as we predicted at the Article 3 Project, over the last 20 months. And so they threw their legal Hail Mary. They just tried to take Trump off the ballot because Democrats fear American voters. And they just got body slammed 9-0 by the Supreme Court.
So can you just go through some of the dynamics of what it requires to convince all 9 justices? In fact, stay right there, Mike Davis. Donald Trump is coming up. I want to get to Trump. Let's cut to President Trump, please.
But a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that very well. And I really do believe that will be a unifying factor, because while most states were thrilled to have me, there were some that didn't, and they didn't want that for political reasons. They didn't want that because of poll numbers, because the poll numbers are very good. We're beating President Biden in almost every poll. New York Times came out yesterday with a very big poll for us. So they didn't like that, and you can't do that. You can't do what they tried to do. And hopefully Colorado, as an example, will unify. I know there's tremendous support. They brought our support up very strong in Colorado, because people in Colorado thought that was a terrible thing that they did. And while we're on the subject, and another thing that will be coming up very soon, will be immunity for a president. And not immunity for me, but for any president. If a president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president, because nobody that is serving in that office will have the courage to make, in many cases, what would be the right decision, or it could be the wrong decision. It could be, in some cases, the wrong decision, but they have to make decisions, and they have to make them free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office, or even before they leave office. And some decisions are very tough. I can tell you that as a president, that some decisions to make are very tough. I took out ISIS, and I took out some very big people from the standpoint of a different part of the world, 2 of the leading terrorists, probably the 2 leading terrorists ever that we've ever seen in this world. And those are big decisions. I don't want to be prosecuted. Another president wouldn't want to be prosecuted for it. It had a tremendously positive impact. It stopped everything cold. And sometimes you have to make, they were tough decisions. Sometimes you have to make decisions like that. When you make a decision, you don't want to have your opposing party or opponent or even somebody that just thinks you're wrong bring a criminal suit against you, or any kind of a suit, when you leave office. I have that right now at a level that nobody's ever seen before. I have rogue prosecutors, and I have rogue judges. I have judges that are out of control. And it's a very unfair thing for me, but I'm serving perhaps as a sample to others of what should not be happening when you make good decisions. And in my case, the economy was great. We didn't go into any wars. We totally defeated ISIS. We provided the largest tax cuts in history. We provided the largest regulation cuts in history. But think of it, no wars. We beat ISIS 100% of the caliphate. There were no wars. We did a job that was great, but maybe I wouldn't have done that. The caliphate, defeating them, was very powerful. It was going to take 4 years. It took me 4 months. But it was a very strong dictum that I gave. I said, get them. Defeat them. End it. We were fighting for 20 years against ISIS, and we did it very quickly. I don't want to be prosecuted. In that case, it worked out very well. There will be some things that perhaps don't work out so well, but I don't want to be prosecuted because I decided to do something that is very much for the good of the country and actually for the good of the world. The president shouldn't have that on his mind, and he has to have a free and clear mind when he makes very big decisions, or it's going to be nothing more than a ceremonial post. You'll be president, it'll be a wonderful thing, and you won't do anything because you don't want to be hit by your opponent or hit by somebody else, because who wants to leave office and go through what I've gone through? I'm being prosecuted by Biden, my opponent, because every one of these things, whether it's Fannie Willis or Bragg, these are local and state, but they're in total coordination with the White House. You can't do that. It shouldn't be done. I mean, a thing like that, in the case of the DA's office, they put one of the top people, maybe the second person, in the Manhattan DA's office to get Trump. They had a Hillary Clinton lawyer leave the law firm, very prestigious, big law firm, leave the law firm to go into the DA's office to get Trump, Pomerantz, Mr. Pomerantz. So he goes in to become a prosecutor, worked for the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton, goes in to prosecute Donald Trump at a local level, in total coordination with the Department of Justice, meaning Biden. And then you have the Fannie Willis, or as she would say, Fannie, F-A-N-I, but Fannie. And she hired somebody, knew the person long before this horrible prosecution took place. And she went out and she paid him an unbelievable amount of money, more money than he ever dreamt possible. Much more money than other people that do that for a living. He never did it at all, had no experience in it at all. And they had obviously a conflict. We don't have to go into that, but they were able to get a lot of money because it was a high-profile person. Me, I'm a very high-profile person. So they were able to pay him close to $1 million when he was not equipped to do the job, and she's not equipped to do the job, and that case should end immediately. That case is so conflicted, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And then you have deranged Jack Smith, who's a Trump hater and represents all the Trump haters, and he's going wild. He's just a wild man. He's been overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court. Went after other people over the years. He's had great failure, but he's mean, he's nasty, he's unfair. And the judges on these cases, they're all Trump haters, other than we have maybe one or two that I think can be fair. But you look at New York, what's happened. I mean, these people have tremendous hatred. You can't do this to a president. And again, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about in the future.
Hey, everybody. There is an eagerly awaited release of Cabrini in theaters on March 8th, International Women's Day. It's an amazing film. I saw it the other day. It is incredible. It's like The Godfather, but better. From Angel Studios and Alejandro Monteverde, award-winning director of Sound of Freedom, comes the powerful true story of Francesca Cabrini, an Italian immigrant who arrives in New York City in 1889 and is greeted by disease, crime, and impoverished children. Cabrini is not merely a movie, it is a tribute to the spirit of women everywhere. It tells the story of a trailblazer, a visionary whose tireless dedication to serving others transcend boundaries and inspire generations. On this International Women's Day, we can honor Cabrini's enduring legacy by celebrating the countless contributions of women throughout history. Mark your calendars for March 8th and join me in theaters to experience the extraordinary journey of Mother Cabrini, a celebration of courage, compassion, and the triumph of the human spirit. Keep going with President Trump, please.
Use Congress for it. And then I built hundreds of miles of wall. And the reason I built it and how I built it was I considered it an invasion of our country, and I took the money from the military, and the Army Corps of Engineers did it with me, and we did a great job. And we had the safest border we've ever had, and now we have the most unsafe border anywhere in the world at any time. There's never been a border like this at any country, anywhere in the world. They would have fought with sticks and stones to stop the horrible situation that's occurring. Our people can't stand it, and the people coming in really can't stand it because they're dying. Many are dying on the trip up, and they're dying in the country. And also, many of the people are criminals, and they're doing tremendous harm. I call it migrant crime. It's migrant crime. It's a new category of crime. They're hurting our country horribly, and we've become a laughingstock all over the world. So I say respectfully to President Biden, you have the authorization right now. I did it. I didn't go to Congress and say, do I have the right to close? I fought Congress on it. And again, this is a unifying factor. Everybody now is together, and they can go after me as a politician. They can go after me with votes, but they're not going to go after me with that kind of lawsuit that takes somebody out of a race who's leading in this case, but even if the person wasn't leading. And I want to thank you all for being here. Do we have any questions?
Mr. President, the poll numbers are massive for you going into Super Tuesday. We found that a lot of people that are agnostic to politics in general see these legal cases against you. They see what how life was back under a Trump administration. Do you think that's the key to pull some of these independent voters into this next election, seeing that new cases are unfair, they have no merit, and also the poll numbers have their life before Trump?
It's such an interesting question because historically, a thing like what I've been going through would have hurt a political party or a political candidate terrifically. You wouldn't even run. You wouldn't be able to run. You'd get out. This has happened over many years, many times. In this case, the polls show that I'm much more popular than I was before weaponization. It's been weaponized like it's never been. This is for third world countries. This isn't for us. Biden ought to drop all of these things. And frankly, he may do better if he does, because people would say, wow, that was very reasonable. Look, they're all the state, the city, and the federal, they're all coordinated. Fannie Willis's lover spent hours and hours at the White House, I guess with White House counsel and with DOJ, plotting out this plan. Nobody talks about that. They're all coordinated with the White House. It's weaponization. Never been done in this country. It's been done in third world countries, banana republics, never in this country. So I really believe what they should do is really go all the way, go out and stop all of this nonsense. They're nonsense cases, and everybody sees it. You just look at Atlanta. It's such an embarrassment to Georgia, what's happening there. But Jack Smith, I don't think, is any better. Letitia James is terrible. She campaigned on, I will get Trump, I will get Trump. And then it goes before a Trump-hating judge. I mean, the whole thing is a rigged deal, and the public understands it. I'm lucky that I'm able to explain it to the public, because if you weren't able to explain it, the public wouldn't know. They'd believe what they see. So I don't want to win this way. Look, I want to win based on my policies are better. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to get interest rates down. You're going to be able to buy homes again. I mean, you can't buy a home today. The interest rates are so high. I want to win on safe borders. I want to stop wars. I want to stop the war in Ukraine with Russia. I want to stop what's happening in Israel. Israel would have never been attacked if I were president. Ukraine would have never, ever been attacked if I was president. You wouldn't have had inflation. Inflation was caused by high energy prices. I had low energy prices. I would have kept them there very easily. And it probably maybe caused the war with Ukraine, because Putin became rich all of a sudden. It went up so much, and I watched President Biden talking about Putin. Putin became very rich because at $100 a barrel, he's got so much money to fight a war. At $40 a barrel, he doesn't have the money to fight a war. But he wouldn't have done it anyway because I told him not to. So I just want to thank all of you for being here. I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty. And I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification. I hope that the justices, because they'll be working on some other cases, but one in particular, Presidents have to be given total immunity. They have to be allowed to do their job. If they're not allowed to do their job, it's not what the founders wanted, but perhaps even more importantly, it will be terrible for our country. Thank you all very much.
What would you do to prevent states like Alabama from streaming society access to IVF? Are you going to support a 15-week federal abortion ban?
Okay, that was President Trump. By the way, every single network took that live. It was pretty remarkable. Mike Davis, excellent. Sorry to keep you waiting, but it was for a good reason. Thanks so much, Mike Davis.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.